There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Okay, we are back with David Buick, who is a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. Is that correct?
You didn't look this time.
Because I can't read, because I don't have my glasses on.
Right.
So I forced myself to get it.
And a very good morning to you and to you, Craig, as well.
And Craig is our in-house economist, who will be shooting from the side here.
Nudging me, right.
Yes. Right, what's on your mind today? I'm scared that you're going to say, I told you so.
I'm never going to do that. I'm not that clever. The only thing I'm going to say to you is more sort of a statement of emotion rather than factor of any particular interest. Aren't we all sick to death of Greece? I don't want to hear any more about it. I doubt the stirring speech that Frau Merkel would have made in the Bundestag this morning, or the EU finance ministers meeting in Luxembourg this afternoon, is going to make a scrap of difference. We seem to be a polar part. And does it really matter? Apart from politically, it matters a lot for the European Union. But I suspect if banks, as we've said before, haven't made provisions or fund managers for the likelihood of a default, which actually doesn't matter in isolation for on a temporary basis, amazes me, because we're going to kick this one downtown for the next 3 to 6 months, because the EU have so much to lose out of this, because they'll be getting dirty looks from Spain, Portugal and Italy and other places as well. So whether they like it or not, they have to bed this one down. Otherwise, the European Union, as a dream, has a real problem.
So you mean, sorry, they have to pay the Greeks off?
Just swallow it. Be done with it.
I mean, it's not the risk. I mean, like you said, everybody's sick of it. And we've got, I've said before, like, I remember in 2011, I didn't take a day off work because I was convinced that the day I take off would be the day that Greece defaulted. And everybody would talk about how exciting it was, and I just missed it. But it's not a risk that people have kind of rationalised this kind of Greek default, or is it?
No. No, I just think it is. The thing is that I think, Craig, it's symbolical and political. It's nothing to do with economics, because 2% of GDP, I mean, one mustn't be arrogant, but, you know, this has been on the wall. When you have 2-year Greek bonds yielding 29% and the best part of 12.5% for 10 years, if you're not getting a message, you should do, and you had a chance from 29% at the height, I think it was at in 2009, down to 18% a couple of years ago, which went all the way down to 8%. You had a chance to get clever, make money, and if you didn't see the writing on the wall, then I have scant sympathy.
But I mean, look at the worrying signs, of course, if you look at Spain, and you started to see a creeping of yields there, and it was only a couple of years ago that Barclays issued a note saying that Spain had gone past the point of no return in terms of yields, but they recovered. But now you start to see creeping yields in Spain as well. It's all part of that risk that Greece is the kind of
catalyst.
Isn't this issue a moral hazard issue for the other pigs nations, that, you know, the Greeks, let's say they are eventually bailed out, they have to be bailed out, or it's just cheaper just to bail them out?
Well, if you've got a facility of 1 trillion euros or whatever it is,
yes.
So to add on a few hundred million just here just to keep the peace of the world, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, so there's that, but it had to be painful enough and humiliating enough so that other people thinking of not paying, or people who've had, you know, the Ireland and Portugal, all these other countries.
Well, Ireland's a bad example, because they've done very well, but the
process had to be painful and humiliating enough with Greece, so that nobody else is going to say, well, that's not fair, or, you know, all the sort of grumbling and mumbling that there could have been about special treatment for the Greeks versus other people would not happen.
Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, that is exactly how I see it. But what is damaging is sentiment. And I think not so much integrity, but I think credibility has gone out of the window. And, you know, here we are. Nothing too much has happened. In fact, the economic indicators we're getting for the UK is good. Manufacturing's good. Unemployment's falling. You know, we've got a little bit of wage inflation now. Life looks good. And I know the FTSE is not a barometer of anything particular, because it's international, but it's lost nearly 5% in the last month. And it's irritating that we have to be at the beck and call of these damn people in Brussels and elsewhere.
Well, if you look, the UK now has half the unemployment of the Eurozone. You know, we're at 5.5%, while the Eurozone is above 11%. And it's quite interesting, the kind of position between the two of us.
That's my point. Yeah. I mean, it is really irritating. And the FTSE 250 hasn't dropped all that much, but it has dropped because of sentiment. And, you know, here we are. And this isn't a situation of me saying, come on, please support the No campaign. What it's saying is, I'm annoyed and I'm irritated and it's wrong. And, you know, if you want to beat Greece up over the years, give them a good smack round the chops, do so. But could you get on and do it? Because the people I feel desperately sorry for are the people in Greece.
Yeah.
And the young people there are having a terrible time. While these political idiots, for want of a better expression, play their silly games because of their wild dreams, which are not pragmatic.
Imagine being that most rare of beasts, the Greek saver, and you're just getting destroyed. You know, why would anybody want to stay in Greece? Why would any person who is successful, who's and therefore mobile, want to stay there and help build the country back up again? There's nothing there that's going to keep you there.
Yep. Well, to go a little bit on the yes side of the EU argument, the UK has been the main beneficiary of the euro projects, you know, the eurozone project being a disaster.
Correct.
So we should remember that. I mean, the amount of people who bought real estate from, you know, the rich people of Greece and of Spain, of Italy, all these other countries.
Yeah, but just to be the devil's advocate, we're also beneficiaries from the common agricultural policy, and we shouldn't be. The kind of benefits that some of these farmers get, huge chunks of money. For doing four-fifths of nothing, there's another expression which I can't use, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
Is outrageous. The whole thing is a nonsense.
Right, just to finish off the EU argument, could it be ironic that by the time we have our referendum, or by that time, the EU might actually have disintegrated anyway?
I don't think it will do, but
is there
totally different dynamics than we know today. I think we could have a North-South. You know, Germany, France, the Benelux countries, and the rest.
But there's a worst-case scenario where, let's say, Greece goes now, and then other countries do complain, and it does implode over the next year to 18 months, and doesn't actually need to be a referendum here.
Possibly rule it out. Yeah. You couldn't rule it out, because it is so incompetently run. I mean, when you talk to FTSE 100 companies, CEOs, there's not one. Apart from that, it was interesting to come out the other day that John McFarlane from Barclays has put his hand up and said, I'm prepared to run with the nose just to make sure that we have a balanced debate. Whether he says he's pro-Europe or not is irrelevant. He's just said, I'll put it up just to make sure we have a balanced debate. And I think that's very good. It's healthy.
Right. So, I mean, we're in this sort of, it's a crisis situation. Is there anything that you know, Pam, you're Gordon, you're saying, well, we like the look of this, so we like the look of that. Is there anything that is actually positive at the moment?
We are not negative on the market. We are frustrated. Because sentiment has taken over. We've had lots of nice little deals going through, lots of little capital raisings, lots of little companies doing IPOs and fresh capital, and life is quite good around at One New Change. I mean, you know, we're happy about things. But because of other people's indulgences, whether you're a Varoufakis fan or a Tsipras fan or whether you're a Merkel fan or the rest of it, they are a pain in the backside because they are having to fight their battles for their own self, you know, importance, rather than actually seeing that the quicker we get a resolution to this problem, is that if Schäuble and Merkel and everybody else says, and Juncker says, that Greece has to do this, if not, they're out, fine, okay, they're out, they're gone. But don't mess me around, because if you're saying we can't let them go, because, then swallow it. And please get on with it, because you're showing the rest of the world that you are incapable of organising your affairs.
Isn't the main gripe here anyway, just, I mean, say with the EU, we can't get away with it, but
no.
The main gripe here really is politicians interfering with the financial markets, which is effectively what the Eurozone and
interfering with economics. That's
yes, well, exactly. I was going to go on to that, yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's painful. But they're doing it so badly. If you felt that you had immense respect for the way they're setting about it, I wouldn't mind. But this is not something that has, this has been a weeping sore now for, well, Craig, it's 2-3 years, whatever it is, well, you know.
Yeah, and but
it's just silly.
It's such morally hazardous behaviour on a grand scale, you know, from bailing out to not bailing out to interfering, then not interfering. You know, it's one thing interfering, but it's interfering on such a kind of slapdash approach and changing your tune left, right and centre. You know, you said some of these central bankers get so excited about talking about forward guidance. Well, where's the kind of forward guidance in terms of policy? Whatever they're going to do, they need to let us know what's going to happen.
They're so far apart. It's not, if they were there, you wouldn't mind. But they are a million miles away. So it's so fundamental that you either have to turn to Greece and say, OK, you've got 11 million people, you've got 240 billion euros worth of debt, you can't repay it, you can't service it. Do we want you in? Yeah, we do. Why? Because it suits at the moment, and we bullied you in when you...
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.